Welcome everyone to another episode of LPF Debrief, where Chris and I talk about comic books, TV shows, and movies. And on today's episode, we will be talking about episode 3 of The Last of Us on HBO Max. This one was written by Craig Mazin, and it was directed by Peter Hoare, H-O-A-R. So for those, I know it what it sounded like, but I just said Boar with an H in front of it. So that's his name, okay?
Well, damn it, Craig, the writer.
Exactly.
Because you messed this all up. This, I can't tell you, like, dude, I walked into work on Monday. Everybody, Chris, C-Rod, you see Last of Us? I'm like, yes. What'd you think about the episode? Everybody's, and I'm talking about people that, like, somebody just saw the third episode and has not seen one and two.
What?
And they'll know anything. Yeah, they were like, oh, yeah, it's my wife was watching it, and I just saw. I was like, and it was really, really good. I was like, yeah. Jesus. So it's been the talk of the town.
It's been a talk of the town for multiple reasons, and we're going to dive into all of those reasons why. First of all, this was the first episode that kind of deviated from what we knew from the story. Also, guys, spoilers ahead. So if you guys don't want to listen to that, go ahead and fast forward. And so spoilers ahead. And then, like I said, this was the first episode that kind of deviated from what we knew from the game into the TV show, which my first thing, I didn't have an issue with this, and I just want to verify, because I know people, like, I want to verify, like, I don't have an issue when these movie, like, TV shows and movies change the way that, like, certain characters do things that are not ultimately affecting the essence of those characters, right? Like, those are things that happened in the game. They happened differently. We don't know. Like, we never really get Bill and Frank's whole character thing. Bill was pretty much what Bill was. Like, you know what I mean? As far as
we just know that Frank was a partner, and exactly. He was gone. But even, like, seeing Bill, I didn't realize who he was until he put the gas mask on. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait, oh, okay. I didn't think he was that big of part of the game at all. I was just this was just a moment.
Yeah, and do that mission where you basically do, like, you go through all the booby traps
and you end up in the gym and all this other stuff. Yeah.
So yeah, which was cool. And again, they can't. The thing about this is you're going to have episodes like this where you're going to express, like, you're going to add more to those side characters, because you can't just do all of the game cinematics, right? And then just be like, here's a TV show, because it'd be like 5 hours. Like, maybe not even that, right? So them diving into other side characters, I think, is a great move on their part, because you want to see how other people got affected, how their lives were affected on this process, right? And I think that it's really cool that they dove into, this was the first episode we got to see that, where we're not following, you know, Joel and Ellie the whole time, but we are following characters that they interact with, right? And I know later on we're going to have a pretty big episode with, you know, side characters who were a major part inside of Last of Us. So them diving and deviating from the story on this one, to me, I didn't have any issue with it, because it didn't change what Bill was to Joel, like, as far as how he was in the game. Like, you know what I mean? As far as being, like, I don't want to say an obstacle, but, like, being something that, you know, they were passing through in order to, you know, get to their main goal, right? So that was just my, like, early thoughts on the episode, as before we, like, dive into anything like that. But basically, I know a lot of people are like, oh, no, I'm, like, done with it now, because they're, like, deviating from the thing. And it's like, it doesn't have to be exact. Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be.
Let's be honest. They're upset. Well, they're not upset with the deviating. They're upset of what they saw. Yeah,
we'll get into that too. Because also, we know people are just going to be, you know, homophobic and have issues with the way that the character, what the character is doing. But again, you know, we don't tolerate that shit here. If you don't like it, don't watch it. You know what I mean? If that That's all we have to say here, pretty much, because we don't really give a fuck. I think it was a great episode, you know, regardless.
Beautiful. So,
like, it was beautifully done. Wonderful love story told. The way that it was told was perfection. I mean, of course, you know, and it hits you by surprise, right? It's not something like, you know, like you're just like, okay, but it was genuine. It wasn't like something that I felt was like, you know, it was just like, oh, snap. Like, oh, that's great. Like, you know what I mean? Like that, yeah. You know, like the way that you think about it was just like, oh, snap. Well, that makes sense now. Like, especially with the way that they show the things about that character. Right. And Frank picks up on that. Right. And you know, like when we get to those parts, but before we do that, what was your initial like thoughts of the episode before we break it down a little bit more?
One bro, what's his name? Nick Offerman, right?
Fantastic.
Awesome job. Mm-hmm. When he's underneath the house and they're like scoping the house and he's like, you know, looking above and you see his setup and everything, I was like, man, this role is perfect for him. Mm-hmm. I wish, like, you know, by the end of it, I was like, man, I wish we still had this character because I just kind of want him, mm-hmm. more of him in this world. I thought it was great. I think it's amazing how much traction this episode got.
Yeah.
This alone, they said that it's
it went up 37%.
Viewership. Yeah. Viewership, mm-hmm. went up 37%. We just got news that do I still have it up somewhere? Don't. Dang it. It was saying that there was basically a 2-hour director's cut. Mm-hmm. And all the people that watched it were crying.
Yeah.
So I feel like they released, you know, saying there was a 2-hour director's cut. I feel like in the future or something, we're going to get a small piece. I think this episode is going to go up for awards and everything like that. And I think we'll get that director's cut eventually. So I'd be excited to see what else they had, what more they had, because they had to get it down to, how long was this episode? Hour 13?
No, this was a long one. This was like an hour and 26.
You think so?
No, it was. Like, it was like an hour and 20 for sure, like not counting the credits. Gotcha. But yeah, it definitely was it was definitely one of the longer ones.
Yeah, man. And it's, like I said, it's just cool that this episode alone is bringing more people into this world. And even though it didn't progress the story a lot, this is what we were talking about in the beginning. We wanted to see more of, you know, pre-pandemic or during the pandemic. We got to see another story beat. I thought as soon as you saw the bones and stuff in the ditch and then it went to the mom and kid, I thought we were going to get their story. And I was like, we just saw Sarah go. I can't deal with a 5-year-old. Like getting shot or something like that in this story. I don't want to see that.
Well, so yeah, I mean, they
whenever it more, pans, it was, yeah. So whenever it goes, other thing is that this takes place in New Bedford, and a lot of people have caught on. You know, they were like, "Oh, 10 minutes outside or 10 miles outside of Boston." Blah blah blah. I was born in Massachusetts. My wife was born in Massachusetts. She is from New Bedford. And that layout, man, I was looking and I saw complaints. That was one of the complaints people had. They're like, oh, they got this all wrong and everything. And I was like, yeah, they did. But I understand. Like, as soon as I got rid of that in my mind, I was like, whatever. I get what they're going for. There are woodsy areas like that in New Bedford. But I was like, in the beginning, I was like, oh, New Bedford. I was like looking around for anything familiar.
But is it like New Bedford? Did they do New Bedford from when they did Bill, that was for Bill's area?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that was New Bedford.
All right. But that's also in 2003. So at that time.
Yeah, but still, man. I mean, New Bedford really hasn't changed much. It hasn't really, like, whenever we drove through, it's a lot of woodsy areas. Mm-hmm. So the woods was correct. It was that little city with the church and everything like that. Like, whenever I first saw it, I was thinking, like, I don't know, like we're in Tennessee or something like that. I did not think we were still in Massachusetts. So that was the only thing. But other than that, I loved the episode. I loved the relationship. I got so invested into that story. And I even tweeted out at HBO. I said, I just wanted a video game show. You didn't need to do this to me.
Yep.
But this was a beautiful episode.
No, yeah. And then again, the story was just well told from beginning to end, right? You're starting off with Bill just basically hiding out and being the survivalist that, you know, they want to gear him towards, right? Like, he's this person that is going to survive. He's already, you know, and we find out later what his thought process is behind all of that and why he's the way he is. I thought they did a really good job at just being able to tell that story from such a unique point of view, right? Because it's not what you expect it to be. And also this person who's there lonely, and it shows you what kind of, it shows you basically like everything that can happen in a scenario like that, right? Because a lot of the things that are really important, especially when you're doing zombie apocalypse or like infected or things like that, like usually the easiest part of all of this is the infected, right? Like they become predictable. Like after a long time, you know what they're going to do, right? Like, you know what they're going to do. You know how you can take care of them. But just seeing him basically do that, you know, montage of how he was going to get all the equipment that he needed. Like, I'm going to get all these fences. Like, he was waiting for this moment. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this was the moment that he waited for his whole life. It was just like, you know what? No people around me anymore. Like, the world is simple. He was, you know, having chickens. He had like his whole life planned out if this ever were to happen. And
it kind of reminded me of if you've ever seen Last Man on Earth.
Yeah.
It was like the beginning of that, like Last Man on Earth, everybody dies out. It's not a scary one. It's a comedy show. But he basically like the first thing he does is go to a car lot, breaks in a car, gets a nice car, goes into the mall, like shops around, messing around, stuff like that. And he's like, this is great. Yeah. So it's like, 'cause you're doing whatever you want. But yeah, like you said, he was prepared for this. As soon as he walks out and he looks around, takes off the mask, and he's like, all right, showtime. Let's go. He,
you know, got the rabbits. He was prepared, fully prepared. And basically we did like at that moment you were talking about with Joel and Ellie was pretty much where we got somewhat towards the beginning before we dive deep into Bill and Frank's story basically. And then that's what, like I said, I was expecting more of these, because more episodes like this, and I think we'll get more in the future also, because you want to see what everyone else's world was like, right? And regardless of, you know, if it was a carbon copy or if it's not, you're still like, the thing about The Last of Us that we don't know is how other people were affected by the world changing, right? So getting into a deep dive episode of where we're talking about that and seeing how these particular two handled that situation, to me, is what I like to see, that kind of stuff. And I'm glad we did a whole episode on seeing how other people are going to react. And I hope we see another episode like that. Like, you know what I mean? Because that's the one thing that, especially with how close they've been following the games, like those are the stories that we kind of are like, oh, I want to know what happened here. I want to know what happened there. Like stuff like that. So I think they did a really good job at just giving us a great story inside of the main story. Right. So I think they did a good job with that. Obviously, once we get, you know, we see what Bill's motivations are, how he gets his food, how he's like, you know what I mean? He's growing stuff, and he's literally living his best life. Like, he is living his best life. Like, no one's there to bother him. Like, he's by himself, and, you know, we think that's his best life, right? And then obviously a variable has to come in, right? Comes into the gate one day, and there's a person inside of the one of his traps, essentially, right? And we see that it is Frank, and he basically is coming out of that hole. And then obviously at first Bill is very, very, you know, distant, like, nope, you're not gonna mess this up. Like, I know my plan, I know what I have to do for you. Like, you got to get out of here, because I know exactly what's gonna happen. You might start telling other people this. And I love the line where, like, he's like, this ain't an Arby's, and it's like, well, Arby's was a restaurant. Like,
yeah.
They weren't giving out food for free.
What do you mean? Yeah. But I also liked in that moment too, you can tell, yes, he has to shun, like he's supposed to shun somebody away. He's like, you know, get on, you know, you have to go. But you can also feel and tell that he's like, you know, I haven't seen another human being.
At that point, it was like 5 years. Because remember, it went like 2003 is when everything started. And then they fast forwarded like 3 years, I think, because it hit like 06 by the time Frank falls into the hole. So, yeah, he would have been 3 years without seeing
anybody
that wasn't infected. Yeah.
Infected. And you can tell he's just like, he's quick to push away, but he's also like, oh my God, this is another person.
Yeah.
In that moment that he checks him and it goes green, you can tell he's like,
relieved.
Yeah. He's like, okay, wow. Okay. I'm not the only one out there. So,
and I think he would have been fine with if he was, but I think, like you said, he definitely, there's definitely a sense of relief where it's like, okay, I have to be cautious because I don't know what your plans are. Right. But also like, another human being, right? Like I can see another human being here. And it's just like the fact that I'm seeing another person for the first time in 3 years, like, you know what I mean? Cause he seemed like he was an isolated person before that anyway. But now that I've only seen infected and like, you know, a lot, you're in a secluded area anyway. Just the fact that now he's seeing Frank and then Frank being very sharp and witty and is like, where'd you get that? Like, you know what I mean? Just having the, where he gets the tester and, you see that sense of relief. It doesn't turn red. So he knows he doesn't have to shoot him right there on the spot. Not that he would have had a problem, but I don't think Bill would have had any problem.
Shooting Frank on the spot.
If that thing turned red, there would have been no problem. He would have been like, sorry, but, and you know, it would have been justified at that point. Cause it's like, I don't want you turning me into one of those. So, so we see that. We see Bill invites Frank over, basically reluctantly, right? But we see that obviously Frank is really excited that like he is now seeing a place with water. We find out that, you know, they started off with 10 people and a place with water, a hot shower, like all of the stuff that you would possibly want, especially after dealing with 3 years of just infected and probably hiking for 3 years because everything is all gone to shit. So that kind of stuff is, but like, again, you can see Bill is starting to warm up, right? He does make make dinner and, you know, they have rabbit and all that stuff, which will like foreshadows later on in the episode. But that whole thing was cool. Just, you know, they start having the wine. They start, you know, doing the things that a normal humans would do. And then Frank's obviously getting curious at this point because it's like Frank probably hasn't seen someone since the last person that died, right? Like who knows when. So they're both in a very vulnerable position, right? Because they're like, these things are happening and it's happening quickly, right? Because it's like, how you just put yourself in, like, you can't even like try to fat, like, you know, how not even try to fathom, but like, think about how crazy we went in 2020. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just like stir crazy with not seeing another person, like, unless you had a roommate or your, you know, your wives or your spouse or whatever. Like, there are some people who had to like stay that particular time, like inside by yourself. Like, and we were lucky because we had the technology. You could still call people, stuff like that. But like the physical thing was not there, right? So this is that on like times 1,000 for them, right? Because like they can't go outside and there's zombies out there, like, you know what I mean? So so just seeing that and him being able to cook for someone and him being very modest about himself too, because like Frank is like, this is amazing, and he's like, no, well, everyone would say that when they're starving, like, you know what I mean? Like, and you know, just having that rapport and
also that wine pour, man. Yeah, I saw it. As soon as he was holding the butt of the wine bottle, I was like, oh, this man is classy.
With the thumb.
Yeah, he was in, and then he did the twist, everything. Yeah,
everything. Just classy. Classy Bill out there. You know what I mean? Classy Bill was out there wining and dining. You know what I mean? So it was just an awesome thing to see them both like okay, we're doing this thing that we, you know, people really would dream to be in a situation like this right now. Like, you know what I mean? And of course, Frank is not the person you think is going to be there, like be that person for them. And,
yeah.
And, Bill's not the person you think is going to be like that. Frank is starting to see like, oh snap, like this is, and then he starts to notice, oh, you aren't like this. Like, you know what I mean? Like you aren't the outside image that you're trying to portray. Portraying. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? And he starts to see the subtle hints and starts to go, oh, well, like, you know, let's see where else we can go with this. And that's when the piano scene starts. And then I will say Frank's singing was really bad. And I know it was probably on purpose, but yeah. I was just like, to see Bill's face, he was just like, no, like, what the hell are you doing?
Oh my
like,
God. Yeah. He was hurting. He's like, move. Yes. Get out of the chair.
He's just like, what do you stop. Like he was so heartbroken. Like, he's just like, bro, you need to chill. Like you're making these sounds and like, I don't know what you're doing. Like, you know what I mean? So, seeing them have that whole like rapport and stuff like that. And then, obviously, the question gets asked, like, you know, who's the girl? Because they were singing, and he was like, there is no girl. Frank mm-hmm. says, I know, because Frank picked up on the signs, right? Frank yeah. picked up on it, and then, you know, they start, that's when the romance is, like, pretty much saying, final, this is happening. You know, we find out that the both characters are gay, and that they are, you know, they've ran into each other, and then they have their, you know, love scene. And then it's just everything from the story there is just like perfect. Everything's like, you know, first, this is the first, like they're in their honeymoon stage. And then obviously,
oh my God, yeah, they did the perfect.
And
cut.
Then
the
perfectly perfect after cut. Their scene is like, boom. All right. Like an argument is started.
Busting out
like,
the house. And he's like, do I ask for anything? Yeah. And he's like, well, you hold on a second, yeah. You know, them arguing. So, that was actually one of my favorite moments because he's sitting there. And I picture this moment with Bree, like post-apocalyptic coming out. And she's like, I just want to paint and cut the grass.
Yeah.
And it's like, and in my head, I'm like, we're trying to survive. The lawnmower is going to make noise.
Yeah.
People are going to know I'm here. You don't need to paint anything. We need to live and all this other stuff. So that moment when he's like, I want to paint the boutique. He's like, what, are we hosting guests?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, he's like, we might have guests. He's like, there's no, you know, or we might have friends. And he's like, there's no friends to be had. And that's when you find out he's been talking to Tess. Mm-hmm. He's like, I've been talking to a nice woman on the radio. And then that look that Nick Offerman gives him, yeah. And he's like, you what?
Like, you know what I mean? Because he does. Again, we always say it. It's the who can you trust? And your trust meter is going to go really low in yeah. situations like that because you don't know. How dire.
Everybody's out to get, everybody is very, very selfish.
Yeah.
It's always them first.
Yep.
And especially for what he has, mm-hmm. it's not shareable. Mm-hmm. It is, I will kill you for this.
Yeah. And like, it's, so, you know, it's a hard thing to sustain. And people are going to want that, especially because he's, you know, they like, he's put in most of the work for you. Right. Yeah. So, so I can totally get both of their sides. Right. Because I can get the fact that I would like, you do want to try to resemble a normal life, as normal of his life as possible, right? Like, even though it's hard, like, you know, you're going to start getting stir crazy. Like, we experienced getting stir crazy. Yes. Like, we did it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so for it to hit the way it is, it's like, oh, like, you know, like, yes, I don't want to be in this house anymore. Like, I want to be able to go to a store, or I want to be able to go see my friends or have dinner with not just you. And it's not that you don't love the person. It's just, this is a long, like, it's just, it takes a lot of time, right? Like you're there and it's just like, oh God, like I can't do this every day. And then, also before we go any further, they did do a time jump again, but when that happened,
I think that was another 5 years.
Yeah. 5 years or something like that. Yeah. But, they did another time jump. So we're just getting closer to obviously what present day was going to be. But, you know, they start doing that. And then just like in love, you compromise, right? Obviously, this is not something that Bill wanted. Bill did not want any of.
I'm with Bill on this one. Yeah. I'd tell him, I'm like, you know what? Go out there and look at a clicker, mm-hmm. and then come back and you tell me. You just need a reminder of why we're doing this.
Yeah.
Well, it's not fun.
No, it's not fun, but I think they had such a good secluded area. And this is the thing that gets hinted at when the conversation with Joel happens, right? Because Joel's like, oh, like you guys are in an isolated area. You don't necessarily have to worry about the infected because they're not going to come up here. Like, you know what I mean? And remember, we saw the one infected that, you know, got caught by the booby trap. Like, they're not going
to. It looked very early on, yeah, like
very stages, early.
Like, yeah, but he wasn't fully fungled out yet.
So. Exactly. So yeah. We saw that, and it was just like, okay, not a big deal here, right? And then that wasn't the only infected thing. We also had Ellie around that mid episode two have that experience where they were in the store.
Do you think she's getting like? Do you think they're making her a little too? I don't want to say bloodthirsty, but. You think she's just curious about violence?
Yeah. Well, I mean, she hasn't seen it. She hasn't seen any of it. And I mean, remember, even in the game, Ellie's progressing to being able to start killing people. Not just infected because later on, but she does start going like that infected thing. She wasn't in, you know, she sees Joel and she's starting to take those traits from Joel, right? Like it's happening slowly, and that's one of those things though, but she's like, can I do this? Like, you know what I mean? When she has that scene when she's in the basement of the store, it's like, is this a thing that I can do? And like she's starting to realize, okay, you know what, in this world I need to be able to do this, right? Because mm-hmm. it's a survival tactic, right? Like she can't just depend on Joel to be like, oh, I'm gonna come out and save you. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So and we know, especially if we're foreshadowing and talking about Ellie later on in life, we know that that's not the we know that we have to start somewhere. But
bro, she's slaying.
Yeah. People. So, so I'm not. I don't think she's bloodthirsty. I think she's curious about everything because she has to live in a world where violence is a requirement. Like, it's not like, oh, I'm just going to like. You better learn. Like, you have to. Because the thing is, if you get sent out on a run or anything like that, like you have to be able to protect yourself. Like you have to be able to get over that. Hey, it was a person at one time, but like, if I don't do something, I'm getting eaten or I'm going to become one of them. So, you know, it's a really fight or flight mode. And I think that was kind of her being able to experience getting over the fact that she could, you know, kill an infected. Yeah. So I thought it was a good scene. And I thought their chemistry is being hilarious again. Just with the whole like, oh yeah, we already looked at all this. And then she finds like the tampons and is basically like, no, like, you know, oh, like clear search, huh? And then like, you know, a very Ellie line, right? Like very like smart ass, like you didn't do everything. Like I found this. So don't tell me that you searched everything. But, cut back into Bill and Frank. They're having dinner with Tess and Joel. And we see that Frank is very much like about Tess and teaching her, like showing her all these things. And
well, it's like the wives talking and the husbands are like, you know, they're just like,
yeah, and Joel's like, no, Joel's like, I agree with you. Like Joel's like, while he's Joel's like, eating, he's just like, yeah, no, I get it. Like, you know what I mean? Like he's like, I get why you're being this, like you're being this way. Like you want to protect the things that you love. Right. And like, you don't want anyone to come in here, but like, I'm still going to eat this food because it's good. But, and then he's like, don't point that gun at me. And we see like Bill's kind of reluctant and then like he puts the gun away and stuff like that. But, basically,
when he's like, Frank, not in the house, Frank.
it's just Frank like scurrying off, like just gone. I'm out of here. But it was a great moment. And then we see before they leave that Frank gives Tess a gift, and then we see the conversation between Bill and Joel, basically saying, "Hey, like you don't have to worry about infected. It's going to be about the raiders that are going to come because at some point." People are going to look around and they're going to see that there's, you know, things going on here. And he offers to help, saying that we got supplies. We can like help each other out here and things like that. So yeah, we saw some cool things. I also thought another hilarious moment was when Frank tells Bill that she's that he sold some of the guns or gave away the guns. He was like, which one?
Like the small ones.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah. It's one of the small ones.
It's just like, it's just fun because again, they're expressing their love for each other. Like they know how each other would interact and stuff like that. So it was overall, like I said, all that was just fantastic. And then we do get a very dramatic scene that, like, I think some time passes again. We get a little, another time pass. I think it wasn't that much, but the night of when the Raiders do come in, and that was a really powerful scene, right? Like, you see them, and I'm telling you right now, Bill had that thing ready.
Locked.
Because,
dude, he was out. He was in the middle of the street, bro, just sniping people. Like,
and honestly, and he wouldn't have gotten shot if Frank didn't come outside.
Yeah, you see him, mm-hmm. like, his guard down. He's like, get inside. Like, I don't want you out here. I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, he even tells him, you know, whenever he gets shot in the side, mm-hmm. and they bring him inside, he's like, you know, the fire is going to kill off the rest of them. Or when the fire's out, the fence will kill him.
Yeah.
So he was ready to go.
He was prepared because he was taking out that had to be like at least 8 or 10 Raiders there, right? Or something like that. But he was taking them out. He was sniping, you know, the scene on the table was really like it. That was the starting point of the hurt because it was like, I thought the way that they made it seem is that he died at the end of that. Right.
Yes. And then it was going to be like Joel. I was thinking Joel's going to come in. And instead of Bill, we get Frank. It's going to be Joel and Frank. And then he's going to be like, where's Bill?
Yeah. Like, oh. So when that happened, like, you know, but just again, showing off, expressing his love for Frank. Right. Just saying, hey, look, like, you know, I prepared everything for you, like just in case. And this is his that's Bill's way of showing love. Frank, right? Like, he's like, I got backup keys for you, I've got notes, I've got all these things that you need to know if I'm not able to, like, if I, you know, don't survive, right? And then obviously Frank being the is consoling, saying like, no, we're gonna take care of this, you know. And then, like I said, that shot at the end really made me think that they had really, like, that he died. And like you mm-hmm. said, I was going with that, like, in my head, I was like, damn,
they was like, oh, maybe they just swapped spots.
Yeah. And I was like, damn, they, okay, well, all right. Then we go to the next scene. And then the real surprise hits me because, yes, like, Bill's alive, but Frank is in a wheelchair. And like that right there, because I think at that point, that this is a big one.
10-year skip?
This was a 10-year skip. Yeah. Because,
yeah.
Now, this one, I know this was a pretty big skip, though. We go through a pretty big skip, and I'm like, okay. I thought since he got shot in this, because when I first saw the wheelchair, like before they zoom in on their faces, like on who is who, I thought it was, you know, Bill, because I was like, oh, well, he got shot in the side. Maybe he's paralyzed now. So it's Frank that's the one that's actually sick, right? And, you know, Frank is sick. And now we're seeing these, you know, we're seeing Bill become the caretaker, right? Like, Bill's the one who's doing everything now. And obviously Frank is not living the life that he wanted for himself, right? Like, he's tied to a wheelchair.
I mean, yeah, you see the dinner he has to eat and the medicine, and because they basically find out he has cancer, right? That's what they were.
I'm assuming that's what he's there.
He was like, they didn't have a cure for this before the pandemic.
Yeah,
So I was
I mean, anything that was going to be like terminally ill. He wasn't, and he was 100% right. But
which I did not think about. Like, I've never had that thought of, like, any time in these games of, like, oh, shoot, they don't have doctors to figure this out.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like you're on your own.
You're on your own, even if it's an infection. Like, all those things are worse. Yeah. Like, unless, like, because, and obviously we know that they're very resourceful because they do have medicine, right?
Medicine.
So those medicines could be treating something. What we think like an infection or things like that, it's just not working, right? So just the whole thing of them going, and then we see the whole routine of how their day is like that. And then, you know, they go to bed, and then we see the, you know, the scene where basically Frank, like, wills himself to the wheelchair and basically is like, you know, sitting down, and Bill's like, what are you doing? Like, you know what I mean? Like, why are you doing this? And then Frank already knows. He's like, no, I'm done with this. Like, I can't continue living my life this way.
Today's my I'm going to stay away because today's my last day. And I was like,
I was like that. And that's when it started. I was like, oh, here we go. Why are we doing this? I was like, no. I'm like, why are we doing this today? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know this is Last of Us. I know it's going to be sad, but not like this.
I didn't think it was going to be like that, man. And then we go through the rest of the episode is the actual, like,
the last day.
All of the last day. And I was like,
oh. And it's beautiful. It's like just a beautiful day. Like they get like exactly the wedding. They get like he goes down to like everything because Frank had exactly what he wanted to do. Right. Like he had a day and they were sitting in the on the couch, just basically saying like he's just like, this is what I want. Like, I want to do this. I want to go to the boutique. And then you're going to pour like you're going to take all this. I don't know what it was, but it probably like. Obviously something that's not supposed to be in your body.
Something to put him to sleep.
But it's an over. So he basically was just like, this is what we're going to do. And then obviously Frank's like, I don't want to do this. I mean, Bill's like, I don't want to do this, but like, you don't have a choice, right? Like Frank is done with living. Like, that was the last day. That was something that he's thought about. Like that was his last day and he knew it. But again, they go ahead and then, just, you know, they go ahead and do his last meal being their first meal kind of thing. Like, you know what I mean? He doesn't sit at the end of the table. He sits next to him. Like, you know, like just very great cinematic, like things that they just put in, right? Like that just, you're just like, okay, like you're really trying to break our hearts here is what you're doing. But we're also showing you this like deep connection, this deep love between these two men that are just like, here's the things that, you know you like these things. Like, you know what I mean? And I know your wine of choice and all that stuff. Like, you know, just Bill being, trying to give Frank the perfect last day, right? And they end up having the dinner. They get to the, you know, end part where Bill, and this is when I was suspecting. Like, at this point, I was like.
Because he was too comfortable putting that wine in, right?
He was too comfortable, but also he was just very, like, and I get what, like, and this is why even if you didn't pick up on it, like, I totally get it too, because it's what you would want. Like, Bill's like, okay, I'm sucking this up because, like, I have to do this, like, for you because this is what your wishes are. And that he does it and then, you know, drinks the wine and with all the, you know, I'm like I said, I don't know what it was, but obviously the thing to kill him. And then we see Bill do the same thing. And then obviously Frank now picks it up too, is like, hold on, you already spiked the thing. And then you already spiked the alcohol, right? And he's like, yep. Like, he's just like, of course I did. Like, because, and then he goes on to say like, what, like, I'm only doing like all of this now for you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm old, I'm an old man. Like, I don't, what, and it's true, right? Because like, in especially in a situation like that, it's like, damn, like, now I have to, like, first I found you, like, you know what I mean? We go through this, like, obviously this love and you're, you know, this very emotional love too, right? Because Bill comes out to him, like, you know what I mean? There's a lot tied to that scenario and that situation. So it's very, like, for Bill, it's like, what else am I going to do now? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not good. Like, I'm not just happy just out here doing like hunting and stuff like that. And all, doing all that without, you know, Frank, like he gave him a purpose. And he says that, like, you gave me a purpose to live. And I was like, oh, I was like, no, why are you doing this to my heart? But, you know, obviously, and then Frank says, you know, I don't agree, but it's already too late. But he's like, I don't agree with this, but it's also super romantic. Like, you know what I mean? So
especially for him, like how rugged he is. Yeah. And like that. So he's, and then they go to bed.
Yeah, they go to bed. And then, yeah, we cut back. We cut to the Ellie and Joel again after that. Obviously, like, very emotional. Beautiful, though. Like, just beautiful, beautiful scene. And then they get very emotional. Like, we see Ellie and Joel, like I said, getting their things. Joel obviously knows. He goes in to go see if Bill's there. He's calling for Bill. He doesn't. We already know what's happening, right? We already know. They're looking around and then Ellie finds the letter. And I loved, this is a subtle thing that they did. And when if you play the games, it's a really cool moment. Like the whole letters things is awesome because that's what you picked up in the game, like the little notes and stuff like that. So them just kind of tying in like a letter for them is and then also when later on when Ellie goes to get the other gun, like you know what I mean? There's a letter in there also. So like it's just cool that they're still using like the whole like letters and stuff like that. But basically reads it on saying that you know what Ellie reading this was hilarious because Bill saying all these things like basically like you know look you know to whoever this most likely Joel, like you know what I mean, and then just showing a little sense of humor in his last like writings, and then
he didn't like him and everything.
I never liked you. but I've respected you. Like we're not friends. And then he does the joke, and then he puts the he, and like mm-hmm. Ellie reading that was hilarious. She's just like he, like, and then but obviously leaves him the truck, leaves him the things that he wanted. But we do see that he was like, you know, make sure you live and love, like you know, with Tess. And obviously Joel's like, which makes
a moment he leaves the room, which was a big shocker for me. Yeah. I was like, oh, he's like, oh, he's like, stay here.
Yeah.
And he walks out.
Well, yeah, you got to kind of like because remember, Joel didn't really take any time to kind of mourn that. Right. Like, and he didn't like mourn it to a point where it's like, oh, he felt very like obviously he cared for Tess. Right. But it, you know, he just was like, he needed that moment. And basically he comes in and now you could see a kind of a turn in Joel, right? After that letter and after seeing that, like, and us seeing that, this is why that the episode was so great is because like, we just experienced this love, right? Yeah. And now we're going to experience another kind of love, but it's also like Joel lost someone that shared the same kind of thing, the shame, or was getting to the kind of love that Bill and Frank had for each other. So it was really cool.
It's a very stronger moment for him because he's lost two people.
Yep.
It's just like, I'm not going to, you know, or you could see it set in his eyes where I'm like, I'm not losing.
Exactly. Like this is like, it can't be everyone. Right. So he gets that realization for himself when he goes outside. And then obviously we see that Ellie goes and gets the weapon, all that stuff before they go. But also now Joel is like, listen, you can't, like, these are the things that need to happen. Like, this is the way that we're going to survive. Like you said, Chris, he's basically saying like, we got to work to not lose you. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, let's like these sacrifices can't be for nothing. Right. So he's like, we're going to do this. We got to do this. You got to do this. And then he's like, tell me that you understood. And then like, repeat it. And then she's like, everything you say goes. And then she's like, all right, cool. So like, you know what I mean? They get into the truck. She finds a tape. They play, you know, the music.
Which was a cool moment too. Cause like Ellie's never been in a truck and it's like a spaceship to her. So and it's like, oh man.
Did you beat Last of Us 2?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And kind of like a far foreshadow, but you know what scene I'm talking about in Last of Us 2. Yeah. So I thought that was cool. If you play Last of Us 2, you're like, huh, that's interesting that they mentioned that. Like, you know what I mean? But I'm not going to say what it is. So, because apparently season 2, which I don't, did we talk about that on the last episode or did that happen after episode 2?
That happened after episode 2.
Yeah. So, yeah. So
they already have a second season.
Season 2. To go. And they're going to be adapting part 2, which.
dude, me and Brie were talking about it and she's like, that's going to be, she told me, she's like, that's going to be rough. She was bringing up scenes.
Yeah.
I was like, there's going to be a lot of hard to watch scenes. Yeah. I don't know if they're going to bring a lot of it.
No, I mean, they're going to, they have to.
I don't know. There's some,
that's the point though. Like you, those tough moments are the ones that make the good TV. Yeah. Like that's what they are going to dive into. Like, you know,
I mean, they did it with Game of Thrones. There's some, like really brutal, messed up stuff in Game of Thrones. Brutal. So yeah, I guess they could, yeah.
And yeah, there's just, so yeah, overall we see them, you know, listening to the music and playing the, it was Long, Long Time by Linda. And then he's basically just like, Joel's like, hey, no, don't talk. Like, he's like, don't change that. Like, this is a good song right here. And he was like, well, there's nothing else to really listen to. So like, she didn't really plan on changing it, but it was a cool moment again, just them driving off and like, we just had this whole story And now we're seeing there, you know, the ending of it, basically ending with what we heard, how, you know, that their love basically started for each other with Bill and Frank. So again, overall, I thought the episode was absolutely fantastic.
Been a while, man, since I've enjoyed like a show this much. I am loving it a lot. Also, I wanted to point out the small beats that Bill was the one doing the radio station. Yep. He left it on the 80s. Yep. And then also I wanted to bring up the strawberry moment. It just kind of reminds you of like the smaller things.
Small things in life. Well, that was the gun thing. Yeah.
That Neil like the fact that that little laugh there, he was so happy. Mm-hmm. It's just a pure moment.
Yeah.
I really like those moments in
yeah, it was really good. And even when they started like, you know, like when they started kissing and he's like, well, nope, not on the strawberries. Like,
oh yeah.
like, we just grew those out. So like, yeah, just cool, fun, like, you know, very, you know, very human moments in this world that is lacking a lot of human like moments. You know what I mean? So, and of course, like, and we get to see, it's not like, and we get to see a story end not from like, not from the infected being the tragic part, right? The tragic part for this is that Frank has, you know, this terminal illness that they couldn't cure, right? But it still had such a beautiful ending for them, right? Like that was they fell in love, they died together, like, you know what I mean? They kept the window open.
And especially in that world, mm-hmm. it makes it even better that it was just like the world literally ended.
Yeah.
And it just showed that love will keep you going.
Yeah. They were able to love each other in that world that is just completely and make it their own. So overall, I definitely just a fantastic episode. I loved what they did with it. I love that even though we veered from and one of the things that they said that was great in the post thing was basically like, the only time we're going to make deviations is if we feel like it's going to be better than what we wanted originally. And that's what they said. They were like, if it was better, then we're putting it in. So they felt like that was better. I think personally, it definitely was a better story for Bill because it was a longer, more like detailed story. So overall, I thought the episode was fantastic. What was your favorite part of the episode?
Probably the argument, like the small mm-hmm. beat of like them, the 2 points of him yelling at him, like, you what?
Yeah.
And, you know, he's like, oh, I got to show you something inside the house. And he's like, Frank, knock the house.
Yeah.
Frank!
Yeah, I mean,
I can't get that. But the way he's looking at the mm-hmm. table, he has the gun in his hand. He's like, Frank! He doesn't want to look away from Joel, though. It's so good.
It's so good. It's just great acting.
I really
great
like acting. Yeah.
Just great acting. Moments. Great acting. I mean, for me, it was just the relationship in general. Just the way that they were, like we were just talking about, where they were able to express their love in a world that needs that kind of, like, caring touch, right? Like, just someone being able to care for this person, or just because you're dealing with thing where, you know, everyone is on edge, right? And the fact that they were able to find peace in this little place, like, you know what I mean, with each other, I thought was just a great touch. And overall, I thought the episode was just absolutely fantastic. So
before we ended it, unfortunately there was a passing to Annie. Wershing was the voice of the original voice of Tess.
Mm-hmm.
She just passed away this week, a couple of days ago. It's still fresh. So that crew, I know Troy Baker has been posting pictures about like them behind the scenes and everything like that. So rest in peace to her. She seemed very loved and a very nice person.
And she passed away young. I was definitely gonna bring that up too. She passed away young, you know, 45. So again, it's just one of those things too, is where like this episode kind of hits, where it's just like, you know, live for those moments. Like, you just never know. It's one of those unfortunate things. And she, you know, I'm glad that, you know, her legacy will live on through the game. Like, you know what I mean? So that's one of those things where it just, it is heartbreaking, especially because, you know, those crew, they were in there with her for hours, right? Like they were in there with her doing, shooting this game and having, you know, those moments where they were going on tours and stuff like that. Like, so, you know, definitely rest in peace to her. It's definitely one of those hard things to deal with. Like, you know, it is, especially for your cast members as far as just the game goes. So, and they did show the tribute episode. They did tribute it to her at the beginning of the episode too. So, and I know it happened before the episode came out. So, But yeah, so that is going to wrap it up for us today. We're going to get this out for you guys. You know, we'll be here for the next one. I'm sorry about this one coming out a little bit later. But my, I've had a week. I mean, I went to the Royal Rumble and all that good stuff. We'll talk about that the next time we do a show, but basically that's what happened. So this one's coming out a little bit later, but we're going to get it back to closer them coming out to when they are normally due. So, but as always, guys, let us know what you guys thought of the episode. Please down below, let us know if you liked it, if you hated it. But don't come out here with no recklessness, please. Like in the comments, because it will get blocked. We'll take it out. Like we don't want
you're
no
recklessness. Yeah, you're I wasting don't care.
Time. Yeah, don't come in here being reckless and stuff like that. So we want to know your honest opinions on what you thought of the episode. You know, you can say. Just we do want to hear those. Let us know. And then, yeah, we'll be able to bring those stuff for you and stuff like that. I'm not sure when we'll do our next show because I'm not going to be here for next Tuesday, but we might do it on Monday. So we'll figure it out, though, and we'll let you guys know. Just follow us on all the stuff so you guys can stay up to date with us, all right? But until next time, Fire Team